The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Alan Ellis coming to you live and in person from beautiful downtown Easton, Maryland, where I'm sitting in front of my fireplace with the dogs at my feet and looking out on this beautiful morning with a little snow skiff out there on the ground, and everything looks beautiful and lovely, and we're just here to join you in conversation about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And if you'd like to call about any of those subjects, we'd love to hear from you. We have some things we'd like to cover, you know, or just talk about or just bring up in general. And hopefully it will be of interest to you and spark something in your world or your memory that would cause you to have a conversation here. And by having that conversation, you've got to get in touch. Get in touch by simply picking up your phone, your cell phone. I don't know if anybody has a home phone, push-button phone in their home or not, or dial phone even. But you call 410-922-6680. Now, remember that easily. You're listening to WCBM, 680 on the dial. So the phone call is the same as the call letters and the location on the dial. WCBM 680 is 922-6680. How about that? That's pretty easy, huh? It's been that way ever since I started 35 years ago, which is older than Aaron is, our producer. Good morning, Aaron. How are you? Good. You are not 35 yet, are you? I didn't think so. So before you were even a glimmer in your daddy's eye, Alan was on the radio talking to some of the fine folks across Maryland. And now, with the miracles of modern technology and the Internet, the World Wide Web, and Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and you name it, we can communicate with people around the world, and we do. How about that? So any state in the Union, any country in the world, and here we are in the great United States of America. As great as it is, it could be better. So here we are in the great state of Maryland. Well, I heard some interesting news this week. Now, this week was kind of uneventful till we get to Wednesday, of course, Valentine's Day. And then Thursday, that's the day I went and picked up the hard copies of Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine. And it's online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. And then I went to a meeting on Thursday at the Patuxent Wildlife Visitor Center, Patuxent Wildlife Refuge Visitor Center. If you've ever been there, you know what a wonderful place it is. If you've never been there, you need to go. It's there in Laurel. It's off Powder Mill Road, and it's a Patuxent Wildlife Research Center. We used to advertise their wildlife art show many years ago, and I always like to say wildlife art on the air real fast three times. And, you know, the adolescent in me would get a giggle out of saying wildlife art, wildlife art, wildlife art, you know, for obvious reasons. And if you don't get it, I feel sorry for you. So, that being said, the meeting was sponsored by Department of Natural Resources, and the focus of the meeting was to bring together groups across Maryland, whether they're hunting groups, non-hunting groups, community groups, and others, to talk about hunting and introducing hunting and encouraging hunting among the diversified groups to people who would may or may not be may be interested in hunting, some of the underserved communities in our state. People who may want to hunt but don't know how to hunt, well, the leaders of these groups were there to spread the word. And this is all to fit into a program called R3. R3 is an abbreviation for a nationwide program. Not every state participates, not every state has a program, but Maryland does, called Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation. And the purpose is to get people into the outdoors. Secondary purpose is to encourage people to buy licenses, and the underlying purpose of all of that is to create funding for wildlife management programs and even fisheries management programs in the home states. So there has been decline in hunting participation in some of the biggest hunting states in the country, Pennsylvania, Kansas, you know, Maryland being one of those that's seeing a decline in the hunting population. People are growing older. Young people are not interested, which is what we've been saying for years and years and years, that young people, you know, have other interests, and hunting isn't one of them. And our society, being what it is, does not encourage, how shall we say, the hunting legacy and lifestyle. You know, everything's technology and everything is communications and everything is social interaction. Well, some of the finest social interaction I've ever had has been in a deer stand, and been in a duck blind, and been in a goose pit, and you know, even been on a bear hunt, several bear hunts. So, you know, I've been you know, in western states a few times, hunted pronghorn and elk and things like that. And, you know, some of those situations are very social situations, depending on who's in camp. So that's the purpose of this meeting, was to, you know, introduce and reintroduce and update people who are involved in that world as to what the programs are in the state. And, you know, the mentored hunting programs, the mentored pheasant hunt, the youth hunt, the Blackwater hunt, the Patuxent National Wildlife Refuge hunt through the Mead Natural Heritage Association, and some of the programs that are out there and available. The only issue is that those hunts are limited. You know, there's only so many people can fit on so much property. And even though people are participating, I don't know if we're getting the bang for the buck that we need to get. So that was the topic of discussion. Several groups were there and presented their programs. Marsha was there from Blackwater. One of the fellows there was there from Patuxent. They presented their programs. DNR caught everybody up to date on what's going on with them and so forth. So anyway, the big news that came out of there was that the former wildlife director, who's now land acquisition, whatever his title is, as deputy secretary of Department of Natural Resources, deputy or assistant secretary, Paul Pedito, and you've heard me mention that name before. Many of you know Paul as a wildlife director for over 20-some years. Served under, I think he said, 5 governors, and I can't tell you how many secretaries. But Paul was there, and he there was a slide up on the screen, a picture, and he said, I don't know if you recognize this fella or not, but he said, this is our secretary of the Department of Natural Resources. What is his name? Josh. Hang on. Joshua Kurtz, is that his name? I believe. Give me a second here. Yeah, Josh Kurtz. He's the secretary of the Department of Natural Resources, Paul's boss, and he was dressed in camo, and he was holding a goose by the neck. Now, how significant is that? Well, Josh has never been a hunter. And there was another hunter with Josh and with Paul in the goose blind, And he was Josh Kurtz's boss. So if Josh Kurtz's boss, and Josh is a secretary, that means that his boss, since Josh is in the cabinet, who would his boss be who would be in the goose blind? Guy by the name of, maybe somebody can call in and help me with that. 410-WCBM-680. Who would be the boss of the Secretary of Department of Natural Resources? Who would be his boss? Doggone it. Slips my mind. Well, give us a call here. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. And tell me who the Secretary's boss is. And we'll await your call. How about that? While we're waiting for that call, it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. I'll be there in the next couple of days to drop off some Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazines. But right now it's time for me to tell you about their big upcoming sale, March 1st through the 10th, called the Let's Go Fishing Sale. Rods and reels on special, specials on pen reels, specials on Shakespeare, specials on other rods and reels, all tackles 10% off, and you can get your spools refilled with premium monofilament line for half price. And I was looking at mine the other day, and I'm thinking, you know, I want to go do some perch fishing here soon or some shad fishing or whatever. I need some line. So next time I'm up there, I'm going to be taking my reels and go, hey, boys, we need to get these reels filled up. Let me have some 6-pound test of this and some 8-pound test of that. And then while I'm up there, I might even get my bass fishing spinning reels filled up with some more nice line. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. But I'll let you know when that happens, and it'll probably be March 1st through the 10th to get that done at that Let's Go Fishing Sale. Kids fishing combos will be on sale. Fluger rods and reels are all on sale. You know, the famous Ugly Stick by Shakespeare, that'll be available. And I will tell you, Shakespeare's come a long way as far as not only Ugly Sticks, but their entire lineup. And don't forget, Clyde Stocks' terrific St. Croix rods. If you are looking for a little higher-end fishing rod, St. Croix, they've got a great selection. So, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway, exit number 9, that's for sure. And their phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. We posted online the other day that Bucks, Bears, Stags will be measuring Bucks, Bears, and Stags at the 77th National Outdoor Show. That's coming up this coming weekend. That's right, February 23rd, 24th, Friday evening, and then Saturday all day at the 3485 Golden Hill Road in Church Creek. That's the South Dorchester School. Admission's only $8 for adults, $4 per child. It's the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championships. Didn't know there was such a thing, but there is. And they've been doing it for at least 77 years. Weekend of fun for the whole family. Entertaining contest, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. You get to meet the local folks and a lot of local craftsmen. Savor local seafood delicacies. And then you can try muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. Proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes. Been there, done that. And the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hard-working people who keep one fit in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. That's right. You can enjoy the heartland of Maryland in Dorchester County. It's Friday and Saturday, February 23rd and 24th. I'll see you at the 77th National Outdoor Show. Now, if you need more information for times and dates and all that stuff, details, National Outdoor Show. .org, nationaloutdoorshow.org. So, I mentioned the fireplace here. This is a gas fireplace insert. I have it on basically automatic right now. I've set the temperature in the room that I want the room to be, which I believe is 71, maybe 72. When the temperature in the room drops below, like when I let the dog out and let the doors open for a minute or two and the dogs are outside, the room cools off, the fireplace comes on. Isn't that interesting? And when the room reaches the temperature, the fireplace goes off. And I can control that. I can control the fan. I can control the height of the flame. I can control the light in the firebox if I want to see it. I can control everything right here from my chair. And you can, too. You can get a wood, a pellet, or gas or electric fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Village. You can get a freestanding pellet stove, a freestanding wood stove for primary or secondary heat. They carry a number of different brands. Ours is, happens to be an Enviro EX35. They also carry Regency, more so, and others that can you can make a selection from a wide range of brands. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, where you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove, and they're in Graysonville. So why not stop by in the showroom soon? You'll be ready. Now there, see, the fireplace just went out. The room is heated. It feels very comfortable in here, and this is wonderful. I can sit here and watch this, you know. If I wanted to come back on, I'll just hit a button over here and it'll come back on. Backyard Billy's or Hearth America, backyardbillies.com or Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. You'll be glad you did. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis. We'll be right back.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big BA, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
All right, a little technical difficulty there with Billy Joel, and we were going to bring you one of his famous songs, but that didn't happen. So, all right, we're good. Let's go to, okay. And we're getting some guesses on text of who the boss of the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources who went into goose blind and actually scored on some geese, which was pretty good. So, let's see. Chuck in Glen Burnie. Good morning. How are you, Chuck? Hello, Chuck.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. Can I? You hear me?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, sure.
What's going on, man?
It's beautiful out here with this snow.
Isn't that pretty?
The snow makes Glen Burnie look beautiful.
Makes any place look beautiful, man.
Yeah. And there's a number of things that I'd like to pick your brain about this morning, but we probably don't have time to go through it all.
Well, let's hit the high points.
Trout.
Say it again.
That 17-pound rainbow trout was something.
That's a giant trout, 32 inches long, 17 pounds, new state record rainbow trout. Amazing.
Yep.
Amazing. 32 inches long. My biggest trout was 5 pounds something and was 25 inches long. So, I mean, a big trout's a big trout, but I can't imagine a 17-pound trout. I mean, I've caught bigger fish, but never in a small stream like that. The biggest fish I caught in a small stream was the big old carp one day, and he gave me a fight. I thought I had the world record trout on as well because the stream was about 2 feet wide, and this carp hit and took off, and it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But that was congratulations. I'll try to pull that guy's name up here shortly. But yeah, that was.
It'd be interesting to know, you know, whether that fish started out as one of those 11, 12 inchers that I catch, or whether it started out in that 5, 6, 7 pound range.
No, it was probably a breeder at the hatchery. Yeah. You know, they release those big fish every now and then, and I would suspect that's probably what that was. And you know, I don't know if it was 17 pounds when they released it, but
no, I wouldn't think so. No, but it's interesting. It really is.
Yeah,
I've got a story too. But let me jump. Let me shift gears here a minute and go back to that stating wildlife art 3 times in a row.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that's stating the obvious.
Of course it is.
All right, well, let me slide into this. 2 weeks ago, I called in and talked to you and told you that I had saw on the Internet an article. I didn't read the article. I just saw a photograph of this guy's backpack.
Yeah.
And the title of the article was what this guy needed for his deer hunt.
Right.
And in his backpack, he included an emergency blanket, a compass.
Yep. Yeah,
a whole litany of things that you and I wouldn't need around here, and I got to thinking about it and about what I need, and then I called in and I asked you, you know, what was you needed, and you said, well, I needed, had to have my binoculars, and
absolutely,
you had a grunt call, and then mine was a cover scent and my face mask.
Right.
Well, here's where I need to apologize.
Okay.
Because I didn't state the obvious. Last week, a fella calls into the program. He references our conversation, and he says, well, what about the gun?
Yeah, you need a gun. Yeah.
And then you go, well, what about the ammunition to put in it? Yuck, yuck.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, oh, you guys got me. Yeah, yeah. Got me. Yep. You know, and then I'm thinking, well, why didn't you two keep going? Well, what about the license? What about the permission to hunt card? What about the transportation to get there and the gas to put in it? And it's about stating the obvious, so I guess I owe you and one of your listeners.
Nah, I think I got where you were going. It was, you know, I think you were saying what are your must-have accessories.
Yes, and my bad.
Not a problem at all. I mean, you got the basics. You got to have the license. You got to have the permission. You got to have the gun. You got to have the ammunition. You got to have the transportation.
Wildlife art, you know. You know, so maybe I should be more specific when I call in, you know, because I shouldn't make assumptions that people are understanding what I'm talking about.
I got you.
Maybe I should do it in crayon.
Well, that's possible.
But anyway.
All right, man.
Well,
thank you for the call. We're going to move along here. And any guesses as to who was in the goose?
I would assume it's Wes Moore, right? Isn't he the boss of the?
Well, that's a good assumption.
Members?
Yep, that's a good assumption. Yes, our governor and our secretary of Department of Natural Resources obtained their hunter safety certification, and they went on a goose hunt at their request. And the governor had an assistant with him, and the assistant kept saying, "Sir, you have a meeting at 9:30." And the governor kept saying, "Well, I think we'll need to push that back because they wanted to show up at the crack of dawn and get in the goose blind when they were told that the geese were probably not going to fly till about 11 o'clock, just because of that's how it was." So they kept waiting and. I guess the assistant said, "Mr. Governor, you have a conference call or you have something going on at 10 o'clock." Yeah, he said, "Well, you know, they'll wait." And according to our source, the governor did not take his cell phone out of his pocket in 3 hours, which is absolutely amazing for a head of state.
Sure.
Number one, and. About 10-ish, 10:30, a pair of geese came in just as pretty as you want to see it, and they did not fly back out. So there was a successful hunt. The governor is now a new hunter into the ranks, as is the secretary. Now, the secretary I know is a fisherman. I understand that. But I found that very encouraging that those two would step over into the world of the outdoors.
Yes, so. I find that interesting as well.
Yeah, and
just real quick, speaking of politicians, just pick your brain real quick. What do you think about our former governor running for Senate?
I don't want to get into it.
Oh, okay,
all right. All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Chuck. There goes Chuck. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'd love to hear from you. All right, so Thursday, went to the meeting, and I had a load of magazines in the back, and I said, well, let's go see some of our advertisers and some of our sponsors and drop off magazines. So my trip from Laurel was up to Madonna Seafood, which is a 45-minute run from Laurel to, you know, Madonna, Whitehall, up there in the Baltimore Harford County line. And I got to have a nice conversation with Mark, the owner, Mark Walters, real good guy. I like talking to Mark, and you know, Madonna Seafood is a great place to eat lunch and all that. And so we had our conversation, and off I go towards Bel Air Gun Range, you know, another sponsor, another advertiser. And somewhere between Madonna Seafood and Bel Air Gun Range, I've had this, you know, congestion and so forth, and I was working on a cough drop, and I moved a cough drop and broke a tooth. Broke half of a tooth off. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, no pain. Knew the tooth was fractured. You know, the dentist, the last time I looked at it, said, oh, that's got to come out. That's going to be an extraction. Well, guess what? It's not. We've got half a tooth hanging there. It's not sharp. It's not painful. So it's staying there. And you ain't yanking that out of my head. Sorry, buddy. Tooth broke, but I'm happy. So onward and upward I go. I go to the next spot, which is up in Street, Maryland. and a low tire warning comes on. I'm like, oh, what else today? And it stayed on. And I'm like, oh, let me get out and look. So I got out to look, and there was about 2 inches of whatever kind of decking nail or whatever thing this was sticking out of the sidewall. And I knew I was in trouble on the sidewall because impossible to fix. So I called my friend. I said, where's the closest place? And he said, it's right across the street. So I went to a place called Harford Tire. And I said, well, why don't we just put the spare on? We'll throw that. If you can't plug it, we'll put that in. We'll put that tire in the back, throw the spare on, and I'll be on my way. And we stuck the key into the little slot next to the license plate to open the access for the jack, and it would not work. So there's, you know, that you need this crank to crank the spare down off the chain. It wouldn't turn. My key wouldn't turn it, and I'm not going to break my ignition key off in this lock. So I said, well, now what? He goes, well, no spare. Let me see if I got a used tire in it. I said, put the one that's got the nail in it, and I'll drive on it. And he goes, no, we're not going to do that. So a fellow by the name of Brandon Humphrey was the manager. He said, we'll get you fixed up. He said, let me see what I got in the back. He comes out with a used tire that would fit my truck, and he said, I'm just going to charge you. I'm not going to charge you for the tire, but I'll charge you for the tire repair. And I said, fine. He put that on the truck, and away I went. Well, guess where my next stop was? I'm going to tell you about those folks first pretty soon, and that's Spurry's Tire. Tire couldn't be fixed. I replaced the tire at Spurry's Tire, and we talked about this spare situation, and we're gonna work on that this coming week, but I had to be on my way. And then Friday was spent doing the deliveries. But Thursday was a big nail in the tire and broken tooth. So there we go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's see who we have on the line. And that would be Glenn in Chestertown. And we'll say good morning to Glenn, and we go to our next break. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on?
Not 2 months. I guess we had a little snow.
Yeah. You had snow or didn't have snow?
We did have.
Did you? How much snow did you get?
I don't think much. Maybe.
Yeah.
Inch, two, maybe.
Yeah.
I've never been out before. Looked right, but
yeah. Well, hey, look, it's pretty out, that's for sure. That's the main thing, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So, well, good. So, did you have a good week?
Yeah, normal week.
Huh?
Normal week.
Normal week, uneventful, huh?
Yeah.
So what's coming up this week? Anything?
I don't think it's much of anything.
If you decide you want to come to the outdoor show, give me a call. You have my cell phone, right?
I think so.
All right. Sounds good.
I'm not going to go.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
Unless I get a ride.
I hear you. Well, if that happens, let me know. Just call me and let me know, okay?
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I appreciate it. Well, Robin's doing good. She's doing pretty good. So she'll be back. She'll be back here as co-host shortly. And, you know, always nice to have her here by our side. So there you go. Appreciate you checking in, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk. We'll talk soon. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Glenn. Yeah, thanks, man. I will. God bless, buddy. There he goes. So yes. So Brent, I want to say thank you for your great help yesterday morning on the tire. And Spurry's Tire Service right here in town, corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where I get my tires and auto service work done, along with all the locals in town. and out of town and around the region. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires are their go-to. I've got the Firestones on the truck. Now I have a brand new one, as well as, you know, the others, Michelin, Yokohama, and others. I had a Michelin on the front the other day. That soon went away, the wrong size, but got me home. Spurs Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Spurs Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your from your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors. And if you own a trailer, my goodness, any kind of trailer, landscape trailer, tandem axle, single axle, boat trailer, you got it. Well, Spurries has the tires, and they have the ATV tires, too. Brent was in there shuffling around ATV tires yesterday morning. Spurries offers tire repair when you can get it repaired, and full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on and Monday morning, bright and early, I will be getting my oil changed at Spurries Tire Service. Their 24-hour truck service, plus many, many more things, has kept Spurries customers, including me and Robin and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurries Tire Service in Easton, that phone number, 410-822-7384. That's 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. No appointment needed for tires. That number, 410-822-7384. Or stop by at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, to Spurries Tire Service. If you want to call them, 410-822-7384. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick, scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right. So what's Billy Joel fishing for? The Giants in the Canyon off of Nantucket. What do you think? 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And I just thought that was an interesting song to bring to the Outdoors and Radio Show. You know, we Robin and I love the coast up there. We love Maine. We love Bar Harbor. We love... where's Bush live? I don't know. Anyway, we enjoy that up there. We enjoy the coast of New England, the coast of Canada. It's a great place to cruise, and we're headed back there one of these days, and we get an opportunity to take a cruise when everybody's in good enough shape to go. So. There we are, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I will tell you, I am so glad I'm out of the political game. I'm so glad that somebody else is lifting the weight of the General Assembly and everything that we're dealing with right now. Our local senator put in a bill, a single sponsor bill. You ought to look it up, Bill number 367. Person may receive a raffle ticket for each antlerless deer hunted by the person during a raffle program that is held during January, has an objective of the hunting of antlerless deer, and was previously held at least once from January 1st, 2020 through January 30th, 2024 inclusive. It's a bill authorizing deer contests. And the politics around this is absolutely amazing. The wheeling and dealing and back and forth and don't do this and we'll do that. And the department, of course, I can't believe that the department would be in favor of it. I don't think they are. And there are others who are opposed, and it's everything's up in the air right now because we're at that point where everything is up in the air. It is like watching sausage being made, I will tell you that. So we will keep you abreast of the situation when we find out what's going on and who's for and who's against. I do know this, that there's an opposition to a coyote contest in Western Maryland. The fellows that participate in the coyote contest up there, you know, there's no consideration, there's no entry fee or anything like that, but the guys that participate in that, they take between 25 and 30 coyotes during the limited time of the, you know, that they hold this thing. The last deer contest that was held on the Lower Eastern Shore, 260-some deer were killed. 260-some antlerless deer were killed in a competition. Think about that for a minute. I am really, really trying to get my head around it. Trying to get my head around whether I would participate in a antlerless deer killing contest just to participate in an antlerless deer killing contest. even though the meat may be utilized or donated or whatever it might be, that's not why I hunt. That's not why I hunt. If I want to donate a deer, I'll donate a deer. If I want to supply deer meat to somebody who's in need, I will do that. I did that this year, you know. But since Robin's eating more, I'm eating more, I'm utilizing more of the deer meat that I've harvested, and I'm enjoying it. I'm eating deer meat every week now, and it was a long time before I got up the initiative to cook a lot of deer meat because Robin didn't like it that much. But I'm experimenting with meatloaf. I'm experimenting with deer in the crock pot and, you know, all the various ways of cooking it, and I'm enjoying the heck out of it. So anyway, I have some strong opinions on killing deer for money. You know, like the folks in Anne Arundel County, they put a $50 bounty on deer in Anne Arundel County a few years ago to help the farmers, allegedly. So we'll see. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let me tell you about, well, let me see who that text is from. Who's the text from? Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. You're spot on about that hunting contest. That really diminishes hunting. When you make it a contest and not a sport.
Correct.
But I also want to say to Chuck, I wasn't making fun of him or anything last week. It was just a little joke.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I think we all got the gist of what he was trying to say. It's, you know, what go-to thing do you have to have in your pack, basically, you know, and kind of assume, yeah, okay, we're going to do that. We're going to have a firearm. We're going to have ammunition. We're going to have our license. We're going to have our, you know, our outdoor clothing on. But I'll tell you one thing, in cold weather, what I've got to have, and not hand warmers, a neck gaiter.
That makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does. It does indeed. A tremendous difference. Yep. And, you know, I've got photos of me from 1987. I had this old, what did they call it back there, chamois shirt that I wore all the time. And under my chamois shirt, I had a base layer, but I always had on a turtleneck, what they used to call a dickie. I don't know if anybody remembers those or not.
Yeah.
But it was the forerunner of a neck gaiter, and it had a square bottom you put over your head, and it would cover your chest and the back of your neck, and it was a turtleneck. I don't know if I think probably still have that thing somewhere, but I always wore that, and now, you know, I've got a couple of fleece neck gaiters and, you know, that type of thing, but it makes a tremendous difference when you're out there in the cold. Tremendous.
Yes, indeed. It certainly does.
You know, and I mean, most of my stuff is, you know, mock turtleneck zip up. I mean, my base layer's got the quarter zip, but my third layer has a quarter zip. My main hunting shirt that I wear is synthetic with a quarter zip. And, you know, but the neck gaiter, man, that just goes on there. Everything zips up around it, and you sit there with that neck gaiter under your ears, and everything stays warm. You keep your neck warm, you're going to stay warm. You know, so.
Yep. Cover your pulse points.
Yes, exactly. Your pulse points is absolutely correct. That's why when I advise in cold weather, if you take hand warmers, and Robin just got a pair of rechargeable hand warmers that are pretty cool. They're very compact, and they get very warm. It would be something to put in your pocket, put your hands in. I wouldn't necessarily put my hands around them or put them in my gloves, but those little chemical ones that you shake up, I put those on my wrist. I put those on my wrist, not on my hands, because the blood flow in and out of your hands, you warm that blood flow up, you're going to warm your hands up. So, yep. So,
well, very good. Also, we were talking the other week about solar tables. I happen to notice in Farmer's Almanac that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, best days for fishing by the solar tables.
Well, good. Let's go.
So I'm going to I'm going to be out trout fishing because they don't close trout season down here. It's open year-round. And
that's right. Where are you headed?
I'm going to stock in January. So.
Where are you headed?
Potomac.
Yeah? Okay.
Right here in Smoke Hole.
Okay. Yep. Good place. Good place.
Yep.
You're in West Virginia, right?
I'm in West Virginia. Yep. Down near Petersburg, you know where I'm at.
Oh, I know exactly where you are in Petersburg. Absolutely, man. I spent many Saturdays on the river down there, North Branch.
Yep.
Only ever caught one trout, yep. But we've targeted smallmouth bass, and every now and then we catch a nice channel catfish, a lot of rock bass down there, fall fish, shore lunch. Man, great memories. Great memories. What's the river? Lost River, Wardensville, we fished that.
Lost River up in Wardensville.
Yeah, man. So, all right, cool. You're bringing back a lot of memories. So, thanks, Chris.
I'm glad you found it.
Yeah.
They hide it daddy for me.
I will. Thanks, man. See ya. There he goes. All right, man. Bye-bye. Hey, got to tell you about our friends at Backyard Billy's. No question. You know, summertime's right around the corner. Even though we've got snow in the ground, you might want to head to Backyard Billy's and plan a little bit for your deck and your backyard for this spring and this summer. You know, it's going to be here soon. You know, it's perch season. What a better thing to do than have a nice fish fry outside with your family and friends. Invite them all over. Everybody fry their fish. Everybody, you know, have all the good stuff that goes with that. Set around a picnic table, which you have already planned for and purchased at Backyard Billy's. You want to throw some hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill for the kids? Well, guess what? You can check that out, too. The pellet grills by Traeger, the Big Green Egg, the Kamado Joe, the Memphis Stainless Steel pellet grill, too. Check all that out. Uncle Bob, he likes to sit in that Adirondack chair out there and watch everybody and, you know, maybe throw back a cold one or something like that. And here you go, Uncle Bob. You want some fried perch? Yeah, give me some fried perch. Just set it right here on my chair, and I'll get that right now. And all that stuff, all those things that I'm suggesting to you, all those backyard things that you can do. You know, in summer, you got the crab feast, the steamed crabs, and all that. All the stuff that you need for that is at Backyard Billy's. BackyardBilly's.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look great at Backyard Billy's. There's our music. Well, I can't believe we're at the end of the first hour. That was fun. Listen, get out, stay out, stay safe in this weather. Stay off the roads a little bit. Let them get plowed off and let them get cleared up. And, you know, have fun with your family. We'll be back after the news.